Hey, hey, DJ Mike. Tweak Attorney here now for the next hour of your request, folks. This is Request Hour, new music, new LGBTQ music. Pride season is in the air. We've got wonderful recording artists calling in today to talk about their new drops. If you have a request, message me on Facebook, Tweak Turner. You could try House of Pride Radio, too, on Facebook. The messenger seems to be working the best, and I'll get your request on. Right now, we're going to start things off with a new song by Gypsy Love. It's a remake of Fly Robin Fly, the 1976 classic by the Silver Convention, number one hit all across the world. Well, here we have a new version. It is House of Pride Music featuring Gypsy Love.
Fly, 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 fly
Yeah, you listen to Fly Robin Fly. That's a new song, House of Pride Music, featuring Gypsy Love, out now everywhere. We have Gypsy Love coming on live. But first, I want to play you the original version. Since we mentioned the Silver Convention, they had their number one hit with it back in 1976, and that is the genesis of this new reimaging and new version. Check it out. This is what the original sounded like.
Bye.
Are you, Gypsy? Hold on a second. Oh my God, it's a video call too.
Yes.
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Can you see me? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Let me turn everything up. All right, testing. There we go.
My messy living room.
So we would. Gypsy, we're just listening to the House of Pride featuring Gypsy Love version, Fly Robin Fly, and everyone loves that one. But let's talk about the new single that you have out with the Gypsy Love Productions.
Yes, I'm really excited about this single. It's called Synchronicity.
Yeah, tell us more.
Oh my gosh, so this single is close to my heart. It's a dance house anthem. We've got 11 mixes on the single. I wrote this song to remind people that we are all connected, and it's a tribute to that, and it's definitely here to get your heart pumping and your body moving.
Absolutely. A lot of your songs come from the heart, actually. Let's go down a little bit, like Memory Lane. What was the first professional release that you wrote?
Oh my goodness, that would be Wish. Actually, no, yeah. I take that back. Oh. I released a single with Temple Music Group before that even. And that was an EP featuring a few of my songs, like Fiendin' and Just the Way You Are and Choose Love, all really inspiring songs here to unite and uplift us. Yep. And then in 2011 was my
first project that I got to do with Leo Frappier. First million.
I'm sure you know, an extraordinary music producer and remixer, Billboard ranked, just amazing human being. And we collaborate so well together that we never looked back. We kept putting out great songs, either through his label, Hit Save Music, or through my label, Gypsy Love Productions. We really work beautifully together, and I'm proud to say that Synchronicity is no exception. He's also a remixer on the track, along with other remixers like Paul Goodyear, San Francisco, Dirty Disco, and of course, Tweeka Turner.
You see, you like us. You've been using us on other releases. I remember Wish. What I love about your style is that you really do bring it from the heart, the essence of who you are as a songwriter, the way you interpret the world around you. All that energy is alive and well, and then you bring it to the world through music. And it's such a pure aesthetic, pure experience for the artists involved and for the public. There was Wish, and then actually... Oh my God, you recorded Gypsy of Love. That was our collaboration.
What an honor. Favorites. Yes. In fact, I was just talking to my best friend on the phone. He goes, oh my God, Gypsy of Love is on right now, on my radio right now. I mean, that song is like my mother's chicken cacciatore. It never gets old.
I love it. And that's an example of me being influenced by the beauty of your energy and thinking about how can we collaborate? Let me think about Gypsy, you know, kind of how I feel about the way I experience your art. And yeah, that was beautiful. And then Beautiful Thing. And
Beautiful Thing. Yes. I am so proud of Beautiful Thing. It's, again, it's a really robust single. It's got a lot of dance mixes and, of course, like the radio edits and the dubs and everything that make a single, you know, really well-rounded. But that one is, I think, that's also got a really special, they all have a special place in my heart, but that one came out the year that I got to perform on the main stage at San Francisco Pride. We got to do that live in front of City Hall, in front of many, many revelers here in the name of love. So, yeah.
Let's have a little sample of the new song, Synchronicity. I see it's all over the place. I see I'm on YouTube right now. But let's have a listen and talk about some of the mixes here. So,
yeah.
Here we go. Let's see what we've got.
It's a real sensation, and it feels so right. A vibrant vibration in a day or night. No need to think it over, 'cause you already know to pull the loving closer.
right, all right. That sounds like the original mix, maybe.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it on this end.
So. Oh, boo. Okay. Yeah, because I heard, Kippy loves violin is in the background. And you guys, tell us a little bit about your relationship.
Oh my gosh, Kippy and I met many years ago at the House of Garza, which, as I know you know, is a beloved organization led by the now late wonderful Mama Garza.
Yeah.
We, again, just never looked back. As soon as we found each other, we were kind of each other's muses. And so, yeah, Kippy's beautiful violin has been featured on most of my singles, maybe with the exception of Kaleidoscope, I think every one of my singles. And I love him as a person, as, of course, a human being. He's a dear friend. I consider him family. And our chemistry is really great. We've gotten to perform on the main stages at many Pride venues, and including obviously San Francisco and Oakland, but then also many local venues here around San Francisco and the Bay Area. Jack London Square, of course, Pride is a real big season for us. We'll be performing together again at the release party for Synchronicity on June 6th. I can't get enough of Kippy.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Kippy too. So, yeah, you guys have a couple performances coming up. That's, just to reiterate, the big release party is in the Castro, so folks, come on down.
Yeah, it's on June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the cafe. It is definitely going to be a blast. You can find more information at gypsylove.eventbrite.com. And then, of course, visit my website for all of my collection of work at gypsyloveproductions.com.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Where can folks go to follow you?
Yeah, so gypsyloveproductions.com is my website and my Insta handle. Also, Facebook.com, Gypsy Love fan page. You can find me on Facebook there. Anywhere you get your music, type in Gypsy Love, Kaleidoscope. I'm sorry, Synchronicity. Kaleidoscope, Synchronicity. And then also, you know, you'll see my whole collection of work there too. Anywhere you go to get your music, you'll find me.
That's right. And folks should also tune into your astrology daily readings that I see.
Yeah, I do weekly readings and lunar lunation forecasts. I am a holistic astrologer. I really just want to help people get their groove back with
one
astrology
of the best
movement.
Yeah. One of the best out there. That's right.
Thanks.
So multi-talented. So just to reiterate, though, Synchronicity is the new EP. It has a bunch of delicious remixes, top-notch production, amazing vocals. Folks, download it, request it. We're going to play another version right here, Going Out Gypsy. It's the Leo Frappier, House of Frappier radio mix.
That's a great one, yes.
Homage to Leo. He's a great friend of ours. And thank you for joining us today on House of Pride Radio. It's been a minute. We love you.
We love you over here, too. We appreciate you. And I'm so excited also to be featured on Fly Robin Fly. It's been such a wonderful project, too. So all of it.
Thank you.
Love.
Thank you, Gypsy. All love. All right. Here it is. House of Pride. House of Frappier. Radio Mix Synchronicity by Gypsy Love.
Thanks.
Bye, Gypsy. We love you.
Bye, sweetie. I love you.
And it feels so right. A vibrant vibration in a day or night. You need to think it over, 'cause it's
Dan, can you hear me?
Yes,
hold on 1 second. You're listening to House of Pride Radio. That is Synchronicity by Gypsy Love. Out now everywhere. I don't know if Dan's playing it. It's brand new. Dan, have you gotten the new Gypsy Love EP yet?
Well, I just got back from a 3-week trip, so I'm catching up on sleep and food at the moment.
We're going to send it
away. That's on my list of things to do. Thank you. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, folks. We're talking to the amazing DJ, Dan Slater, based in Florida, I want to say.
I'm actually in Dallas now. I moved here 2 years ago.
Oh, you moved to Dallas. How's it working out?
It's great because I only have to, like, one flight and I'm basically anywhere in the world.
Oh, good. It's centrally located.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, Miami is great, but, like, you've always got to connect. And from here, even though I have to fly American, I can fly basically anywhere in the world. In one flight, like I can fly home to Australia direct from Dallas to Sydney, and it's one of the best flights in the world because you just give your flight attendants chocolates when you get on board and say, "Wake me up to eat," and that's it. They're like, "You got it."
I love it. So I'm looking at your itinerary for DJing, and you've been all over the place in April and May. Do you have a little downtime right now, or are you out, off, and off?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I've spoken to a couple of agents about this, and I said, is it just me, or is June very quiet? Like, I was lucky enough to pick up a gig here at the Eagle in Dallas on Saturday because I had the night off.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of my really good friends, Alex Lowe, he was sick. So they called me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like, Dan, have you got the night off? I was like, I actually was going to come to the Eagle anyway. So, yep, I'll come.
Does Mark DeLange still own the Eagle, or did he sell it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. One of the owners that I have been in contact with, even just today, and we'll be able to announce something exciting very soon, is Graham.
Oh, okay.
Graham Garrison.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I had heard that, so I wasn't sure if I'm supposed to announce it live on the air, but whatever. But the Eagle...
There's only a few places that I ever go while I'm home, because you know what life is like when you're out traveling every weekend. You want to come home to a sanctuary where it's quiet, where you can just have peace.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So the only places that I really ever tell people, even though I've been living here for 2 years, I know where DFW is, I know where Love Field is, I know where the Roundup is, and they make fun of me because I call it the Roundup.
Yes.
It's a country western bar, and I know where Club Dallas is.
There you go.
All the essentials, the airports, and the country western bar, and somewhere where you can get all the pleasures.
Yeah, all the pleasures needed for one fun night. Yeah. Speaking of fun nights, do you have a husband, or are you single, or do you mind if I ask?
No, I'm very single at the moment. I thought I was ready to get back into a relationship last year, and I jumped the gun, and I am taking some time to make sure that I am ready, and because, you know, like, I feel like personal, what's the right word, sorry, I'm having a singer's moment.
That's
personal
okay.
Development is a very important thing, and mental health awareness. So when you're ready, like, mentally, emotionally, financially, then you can really put yourself out there and have a healthy relationship.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're traveling a lot, too, so it makes it a little more challenging.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I figured if there is going to be that person that comes along, this person will either make me want to step away from the industry and do things a little bit less, or be very, very comfortable with me traveling as much as I do.
Gotcha.
However, I've just finished my second year of study and did another social media marketing course, so... that is my transition phase out of DJing as much as I am. So,
right, yeah. Right. You're looking focusing on different things at the same time.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know that, I've been studying business marketing since 2010. And because the industry keeps changing, just like our industry, the entertainment industry, music, if you don't up your skill set, you're going to get left behind.
Absolutely. Today's show, Dan, we're talking about new music that's coming up. You know, it's Pride season. It's coming around the corner. You've been DJing a lot. What's up floating on your, like, hey, this is a good new dance track? Anything come to mind?
Oh, now, one producer that, well, I actually have a few producers that are coming up with some great stuff. One of my good friends, Eliad Cohen, he is just knocking it out of the park at the moment. Like, his original tracks, the vocalists, like, people will come up to me and go, who are these singers? And I'm like, this is Eliad. He's putting so much time and effort into creating his distinct sound.
Nice.
And it's so nice that, like, last year I was producing a festival in Sydney and traveling a lot. I haven't really been able to focus on production as much as I have. But GSP and I are working on some projects now, and if we can get maybe we can get them out for the end of summer.
That would be fun. Let me know for sure.
Thank you, because I always appreciate your support.
You have
been one of our number one supporters, and this is what I love about our community. This is what Pride should be. People should be coming together to support each other.
Absolutely. We loved your song from a year or two ago, We Are. That was a big, big hit.
That was the perfect COVID anthem.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me that we need to celebrate and stand strong. Stand strong with arms wide open. We are.
Absolutely. And that was you featuring, who was that? Who was on that?
So the singer was Zoe Badwee. Australian singer-songwriter. When was this? So this would have been back in 2019. It was the 10-year anniversary of the song Release Me. Now there's two versions. There's the Agnes and then Zoe's one. And Zoe, like, it's still one of those songs that you can play and people will just lose it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's see if you're playing any of the songs that we have on our Pride Top 10 this week. I was digging Jason Walker's out of Chicago with Georgie Porgy's remake of All This Time. I mean, I think the production is top-notch. Is that on your radar?
Well, I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but Jason Walker,
yes.
His voice... incredible.
You're going to love it. I'm sending you this.
Thank you.
What about the new Robin track, Talk to Me?
Yes.
Yes, not
I'm
good?
Obsessed with Robin.
Yes, that track is amazing.
Sexistential. I thought that was really going to blow up.
I know. Well, it's number 8 on our chart. I mean, okay. I'm giving it love. I'm also giving Vasi love. She's from Australia on her new song with Mind Electric. It's called On Me. It's falling now, but it's really well made. I thought the production's top-notch as well.
Did you say Vasi?
Vasi. How do you pronounce it? She's from Australia. Vassy. I think it's Vasi. Oh, this is the perfect example, Dan, of how there are so many platforms and so many artists releasing their own music or with other labels, and this is so many platforms that you can't absorb it all. In the old days, it would come down through one or two or three channels or something.
Exactly. I started going through my emails, and my friends get anxiety looking at my phone. Because I think I've got like 2,500 unread text messages.
Yeah, it's hard.
30,000 unread emails.
You need an assistant. But what about the...
So Vasi, let me see.
Well, I can send you this later, too. She's great. I mean,
been around for a long time.
Yeah, she's had a couple number ones on Billboard when they still had the club chart going.
I've definitely danced for her.
Yeah, right. You've danced her. Now you have to play her.
Yes.
So on the top 3 here this week, these are national promoted songs. I wonder if you're playing any of the remixes. So we've got the Madonna and the Sabrina collaboration, Bring Your Love, and Lady Gaga, and you'll see Runway and I Feel So Free by Madonna. Any of those on your playlist?
First two. Oh, actually, I have all three of them.
Yeah, right? Those are nice. I'm loving what Madonna's doing in her.
I can't wait to actually hear the full album, because that was, what was that? That was like 2005.
The first round, right, yes. And now it's the part two. I'm loving it. Go, Madonna, go. Our queen
is
reigning.
Go, girl. But, yes. Someone sent me a mashup of Madonna with, what was it? Is it Show Me Love? Or is that actually the original?
There is a mashup out there. I forget who it was with, but I've seen it. I think it was on one of the charts, the Record Pool charts, like Mass Record Pool out of Massachusetts or something.
So I said an interview a couple of weeks ago. I was like, what is the most overplayed song? And I was like, you got to Show Me Love.
Oh, yes, by Robin B.
He sent it to me straight away. He was like, I can't stop thinking about this now.
Absolutely.
And I love Robin S. I love Robin S. I've performed to her.
That's a classic, yeah, but you know.
It is a classic.
Okay, last question for you. What is your go-to, when you're DJing, what is your go-to track, like, in a pinch?
Oh my God, anything by Dan Slater. He's such a legend.
own music.
Please, no.
Tweaker Turner remixes.
I make fun of myself all the time.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue, anything by Kylie Minogue.
Yes, girl, that is your hometown diva.
Of course. She's my girl.
Yeah, and she's been putting out some good dance music the last couple of years.
During COVID, when she put out that disco album?
A long time ago? The first one?
Oh, gosh.
Out of my head. That
no,
was the
this was... Where does the DJ go? Was this in 2022?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All of that new stuff in the 20s.
Magic was on that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm down. Anytime there's a new song, it gets some love here, for sure.
Did you see Eurovision on the weekend?
Did I see what?
Eurovision?
No. What did I miss?
Hold on. Do you know what Eurovision is?
Yes, I do. I do. I saw that they just the winners were from Lastovia or something.
Bulgaria.
Oh, Bulgaria. Okay.
But it's funny because I'm obsessed with Eurovision, and when I first started coming here to the US when I was living here 10 years ago, no one knew what Eurovision was.
Mm.
And it is apart from the Olympics, it's the most televised event in the world.
I mean, you know, there's a world beyond the United States, folks. Yes.
But Australia came third.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Delta Goodrum. So you have to send that. I'm actually getting a mashup. I'm doing a mashup of that. I'll send that one to you.
Okay. All right. And, well, I got to keep on going. We've got Company B calling in because they have a new song out called Take Me Away, folks. Hopefully they'll do some remixes so we can send it to DJs like Dan Slayton to check it out.
Thank you. I would love to. We could talk for hours, I'm sure.
Come on back anytime. But let's go out with...
To work.
Yeah. Well, before we let you go, when is your next... where can folks go to check you out? And tonight at the at Houston...
No, I'm actually off now until, oh gosh, I think I've actually got the next 3 weeks off.
When are you doing the ego? Is that this, did you do it already?
I did the ego on Saturday.
Okay, so there you go. The Houston ego.
I just did the Dallas ego.
Oh, Dallas ego.
The shortest commute to work was like 5 minutes.
I love it. folks in the Dallas area, go check out Dan at the Dallas ego this Saturday. What time do you start?
Oh, no, we're just the Sunday just going on.
Oh, you just did it. Oh, good God.
I'm going to Philly to hang out with my friends.
All right, forget it.
It's all good. We'll do a follow-up.
Send him fan mail. Come on back when you get busy again and we'll PR your dates and stuff.
I hope so. This pride season looks dire at the moment.
Well, you heard it here. Dan needs some DJ gigs, producers. Come on now. We're going
Thank
out.
You so much.
We love you, House Pride Radio.
You.
Going out with We Are. Okay, here we go.
Bye, love.
All right, bye bye. We love you. Bye bye. Coming up next, Company B, and then we have a few surprises down the road. You're listening to DJ Tweeka Turner on House of Pride Radio, live from Radio Valencia in San Francisco. Susan, hold on one second.
Hey.
Folks, it's so exciting to have back on the air at House of Pride Radio the lead singer, one of the original members of Company B, that amazing, iconic group from the late 80s. Known for freestyle, I would say, but more than that. We're going to talk about that right now as Susan Gonzalez joins us on House of Pride Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, Tweeka. How are you doing?
Doing great, too. It's a beautiful day here in San Francisco. I believe you're in the Miami area. Is that correct?
Yes, the hot Miami. Yes, we are.
I bet it is hot. Wow. Yes. Cooking those hits, that's what I'd say.
Okay, that's right.
And we've got a new one. We've got a new song from Company B Productions entitled Take Me Away. Yes, take us away. Tell us about this one.
Well, Take Me Away is about just all types of music, but it's feel good music. And it's like when you close your eyes and you're listening to your music, it transports you somewhere else where you want to be, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's what it's about. It's just transporting you through music to wherever you want to be, whatever you want to be doing.
And yes, agreed 100%. And this song, I wouldn't say it's freestyle. I would say it has R&B elements, pop elements.
Well, it's an Afrobeat song. You know, we always love freestyle. That's who we are. But, you know, music evolves. And we wanted to try something that felt fresh, fun, and, you know, global. You know, while still keeping the company B vibe.
Absolutely. This happens all the time to artists, but you shouldn't be forced to stay in a box. You know,
right.
You should grow, spread your wings. Let's go over you still the same members for a few years now. I love this new group for lineup. You've got City and Dahlia. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Tell us about the girls. How are they doing?
They're doing fabulous. Each of them do other things besides Company B. Dahlia, she also sings with the band. Her husband plays guitar, and he also sings as well. So she does that as well. And then CeeDee, she works for a production company that, you know, that do bar mitzvahs and big parties,
Big events. Yeah,
big events, yes.
So everyone has a little bit of, they get to express their own, you know, aspirations and
individual, yes. You know. Yes, they do.
Tell us about your group. What you got on the horizon? Anything coming up for Pride season?
Well, right now we've been in the studio because we have a salsa song, and then we have a song that's bilingual coming out. So we've really been trying to get an album out this year because, you know, it's our 40th year.
Yeah, it's a long time. You've been in the business. Let's educate, let's school the young folks listening to House Pride Radio who may not know. It all started with this track. I'll just play a minute. That's the hook, but let's go right on to the chorus, yeah. It's a long version. You know, that song never gets old. We got to thank, you know, Ish for, he was the mastermind, would you say, behind this?
Yes, he is. He was. He is.
Yeah. You had the fortune of being in the original lineup. How was that experience for you?
It was great, you know, because it happened to me by accident because Ish, you know, he was in the group Foxy, which they had the hit Get Off.
I mean, isn't that amazing? The kind of like the creative tangent line that he and his groups, his boys from Cuba, right? They're all descendants from Cuba. Pretty amazing Americana story, right? I love it.
Right.
And then, you know, they had that success, and then he went on to formulate this group to be the producer. And how did he find you, or did you have to audition?
Yes, but it was one of my friends that his wife met at a club. And it was a very exclusive club in Miami called Cats, you know. And she needed someone to go with her because she didn't know, you know, the people. And she wanted me to go with her. And they told her what it entailed. And she didn't want to do it, you know. And
why didn't she want to do it? Do you have any idea? Did she
say
why?
Yes, she made maybe like three times as much money as they were paying when we started.
Oh, you know? yes, okay.
So she didn't want to, you know, miss out on her days at work when she could make, you know, three times what, you know, we would have made there. So they asked me, could I dance? I danced because he wanted backup dancers at first.
Oh, you know? Interesting, yeah.
Backup dancers, backup singers, you know, just backup. But once we started coming up to the front, they would go crazy. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to make a group out of you guys.
I would have done the same thing as a producer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. If you were getting that much attention. Yeah. The original lineup was you and Charlotte. Were they sisters?
Charlotte McKinnon,
yeah,
and Lori Ledesma, which was his wife.
Were they sisters, those two ladies? I heard a rumor.
Well, when Charlotte left, on the album cover, the sister Leslie, yes, they were sisters.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yes.
And right, because the group kind of kept mixing it up with different people coming and going really fast.
Yes, for a while, yes, yes.
Now you've stabilized the group. It's been the same lineup for many years, which is great. I love it, as it should be. So you can attract new fans and people can, you know how it is. The fans love the stories behind the members and stuff like that.
Of course, yes, they do.
Well, let's check out your new song. Let's play a little bit and then talk more about it, if you don't mind. I don't know if you can hear it on your side, but we can on our side. Folks, it's called Take Me Away. It's the new song by Company B, and it's out for people to download now, or is coming out?
May 21st.
Right around the corner. You're getting a taste of it right here on House of Pride Radio with DJ Tweek Turner. Company B with one of the original members, Susan Gonzalez. Check it out. Here it is. Take Me Away.
Baby, when I'm with you.
Take Me Away, the new Company B song, dropping on May 21st. That is in 2 days, folks. So they got a little sampler. Susan, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yay. That is a great hook, the Take Me Away.
Thank you so much.
Who is the producer on that one?
Jay Sharp. He's out of Boynton Beach. He also did Love For Us as well, another song that we did.
Yes.
For Company B.
Mm-hmm. It has a similar groove. That's so interesting. Yeah. He has a style. I love it.
Yes. We love him too.
Well, where can folks go to follow Company B and all of you ladies?
Okay. On Instagram and TikTok is Company B Music. On Facebook is The Real Company B. What is the other one that with the little bird?
I don't know, but if you just Google Instagram. Company B, it'll come
not
up.
Not Instagram, the little bird.
Oh, Twitter.
Yes, Twitter. Company B Music, and you can also find us on YouTube, Company B Music as well.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my God, Susan, so good to hear from you. It's been a minute. Call back maybe when you get some remixes in or when the song's out or you have a date. We want to PR your upcoming events.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody, nobody's in the studio, but you're listening to Susan from the group Company B from Miami. Folks, message Company B and tell them how much you love them. And we love you here in the studio, and you take care, okay?
We love you, too. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. You're listening to House of Pride Radio with your host, DJ Tweeka Turner, in the mix. Right now, we're going to take a musical break with a song that's one of our biggest hits so far this year, a great Pride song by Jason Walker. Chicago in the mix, working it out with some great house tunes. This is a remake of the classic All This Time. Jason Walker, I think Georgie Porgy's involved in this, and the label and the production. Check it out. We'll be right back with more recording artists and surprises. Welcome to House of Pride Radio. How's it going?
Great. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
On the fly. We're talking to Matt Harkenrider. Harkenrider. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that your birth name?
Yes.
Oh my God. Who are your parents? Motorcycle folks?
Originally, that name is like German, but that's like the Americanized version of it.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense. How do you know how to say the German version by any chance?
It's like Hark in the Reader or something.
Ooh, nice. Sexy. Well, folks, we are speaking with Matt today because he is a recording artist. LGBTQ friendly. Hopefully you're getting a lot of pride events this year, 2026. We're going to talk about that, but we also want to just touch upon how well the algorithms of social media work, because I have been bombarded with your song cruising and snippets of you in my feed daily, which is just fine because you're easy on the eyes and you have an amazing voice. I want to learn a little bit. I'm sure our listeners want to as well about who you are and what is it all about. What's it all about, Matt?
Oh, thank you so much. Was it on Facebook that you found most of the
Yes. stuff? Did you buy an ad on Facebook?
I think also in a way that a lot of us complain about on some of the other platforms lately, like on Instagram, for example, is that, you know, how people aren't seeing, I don't know if you know this, but people are complaining that, like, they follow people, but you don't even get shown their stuff anymore. You mostly see ads and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, so my go-to is Facebook. It seems to work for me.
Well, I think Facebook still, they haven't screwed up or like toyed with the algorithm so much that if you followed me, then it hopefully showed you more of my...
Yes, it's working, girl.
Kind of, yeah, I started finally kind of embracing like the TikTok sort of short video format this new year, 2026.
Yeah.
I can't say exactly why it took so long, except for I just didn't really see how to do it that felt like, I guess, authentic to me.
That's okay.
But I've been doing this for like 12 years, so I was like, okay, it's time to throw everything at the wall. So yeah, so a lot of what you see